Chapter 5 Wool and Water. Alice chased the shawl and caught it. Then she started to look for its owner. A minute later, she saw the White Queen. She was running through the forest and she looked very worried and frightened.
"I found your shawl," said Alice.
And she carefully put the shawl round the Queen.
"Nothing is right today," said the Queen. "My clothes are all wrong, and my hair isn't tidy."
Alice helped the Queen with her hair, and then she said,
"You look much better now."
"You should work for me," said the Queen. "I can pay you 2 pence a week. And I can give you jam."
Alice laughed and said,
"I don't want a job, and I don't like jam very much."
"It's very good jam," the Queen said.
"I'm sure that it is, but I don't want any today, thank you," said Alice.
"You can't have any today, anyway," said the Queen. "It's not possible. You can have jam tomorrow or yesterday, but never today."
"I don't understand," said Alice. "But then I can never have any jam."
"Why not? Of course you can," said the Queen.
"That doesn't make any sense."
"It's because we are living backwards," the Queen said kindly. "It's difficult to understand if it's new for you."
"We are living backwards," said Alice in surprise. "I've never heard of that before."
"It's very good, because you can also remember things from tomorrow or next week," said the Queen. "For example, the king's messenger is in prison now. But he didn't do anything wrong in the past. He's going to do the bad thing next week."
"How can you be sure that he will do something bad? And if he doesn't do something bad, then it's wrong that he is in prison now," she said.
"Why is it wrong?" said the Queen. "It's much better if he doesn't do anything bad. It means that he learned a lesson from going to prison."
Alice thought that this was all very strange. Suddenly, the Queen started jumping around and crying,
"Oh! Oh, my finger is bleeding. It's hurting a lot."
"Did you prick it on something?" asked Alice.
"No, I didn't," said the Queen. "Oh, oh, but I'm going to prick it soon."
"When will it happen, do you think?"
Alice asked. She was trying not to laugh.
"It will happen in a minute. The brooch is going to fall off my shawl. Oh!"
She said these words. Then the brooch came off the shawl and the Queen put out her hand.
"Be careful!" shouted Alice.
But it was too late. The Queen caught the brooch and it pricked her finger.
"Oh!"
said the Queen. And she smiled. "Now you can see and understand. My finger was bleeding because of the brooch."
"But why aren't you crying now?" Alice asked.
"I finished crying a minute ago," said the Queen. "I don't want to do it all again."
It was getting a little lighter now, and Alice said,
"The big black bird flew away, I think. I'm happy about that. But I don't like this forest, and
I don't know anyone here. She felt sad, and she began to cry.
Don't cry, said the Queen. You're a great girl. Try to think of something different. How old are you?
I'm 7.5 years old, answered Alice.
I'm only 101, 5 months and a day, the Queen told Alice.
No, cried Alice. Is that really true?
Of course it is.
But then the Queen's brooch fell off again, and the shawl moved away from her on the wind. It travelled over a small river, and the Queen ran after it. She caught it, and she cried happily,
I've got it!
How's your finger now?
Alice asked, and she followed the Queen across the river.
Oh, it's better, cried the Queen.
But her voice sounded strange.
Yes, it's much better.
Her voice was changing.
Much better, better, better.
And the last word sounded like the noise that a sheep makes. Alice looked at the Queen. She noticed that there seemed to be a lot of wool around her body. Was she really a sheep? What was happening? And were they now in a shop? Yes, Alice was in a dark little shop, and an old sheep was sitting opposite her.
What do you want to buy?
The sheep asked.
I don't know yet, Alice replied. Can I look around, please?
There were lots of things to buy in the shop. Alice looked carefully at one or two things, but each thing seemed to change and move, and then Alice could not find it again. It was all very strange. She turned back to say something to the sheep, but the shop started to change too. Then suddenly, Alice was sitting with the sheep in a little boat. They were floating on a river, and there was an oar in each of Alice's hands.
Quickly, use the oars, said the sheep.
Alice was a little surprised, but she started to use the oars to move them through the water. While they moved, the sheep kept shouting and telling Alice to do things. After a few minutes, Alice saw some beautiful plants at the side of the river. She stopped the boat for a while and she pulled up some of the flowers. Then she picked up the oars again. But one of them came up and hit her under her face. She was not badly hurt, but she fell into the water at the side of the river. She soon climbed back into the boat and she sat down.
You need to decide, said the sheep. What do you want to buy?
What do I want to buy? Said Alice.
Then she noticed that the boat, the oars, and the river were not there now, and she was back in the dark little shop again.
I'd like to buy an egg, please, she said quietly.
That will be 5 pence for one egg, or 2 pence for two,
the sheep said.
Are 2 eggs cheaper than one, then? Alice asked in surprise.
Yes, but you must eat them both if you buy 2, said the sheep.
I'll have 1, then, please, said Alice, and she put the money down on the table.
Alice tried to walk towards the egg and pick it up, but she could not get close enough to it.
"That's very strange. I can't pick it up," she said. "And is that a chair? Or is it a tree? Oh, and here's a little river. This is the strangest shop that I've ever seen."